hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system, just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer here, Jimmy the Bubble Boy. In the studio for our new broadcast facility. It's starting to gel. What do you think, Bill? Are you feeling better about this?
Actually, I'm not sure if this is gel or what it is that's oozed onto the council top.
It's more of a lube.
Sorry about that, Bill.
Yeah, it's sticky and it's gross.
Yeah, but it's working.
So to answer your question, yes, it's gelling. No, it's not good.
Okay. Anyway, we are going to check in with some of our friends from Fiji here in just a bit. However, yesterday I was at the Surf Expo, and that is an event. You know, it's a trade show.
It's a
trade
skin
only.
For all.
What?
It is a skin for all. Do not try and describe it any other way.
No, this is where they debut the latest bikini styles for all the surf shops, the water sports stores in your local town. They put them on display, the manufacturers, and... And
oh, yes,
people
they
from
put
around the
manufacturers
world.
Manufacturers on display. That is a lie.
The manufacturers put these products on display. And, okay, there may be a model or two or 300 at this show modeling these bikinis. And people from around the world that, you know, do the buying for those stores and members of the media like myself and my buddy Neil Watson have to peruse the aisles of the Surf Expo to stay up on the latest and hottest fashion so we can educate you, the listener, on what to look out for. On the store shelves at your local dive center, or maybe a little tourist, surf shop.
You are so smitten by these models, you can't even put together a sentence.
Well, Neil, help me out. They got that and a few little knickknacks and things like that. Now I got
the occasional paddywhack.
I picked up a couple of knickknacks, not bikini models. But Neil, I can't speak for Neil.
Can't speak for yourself.
No, hey, you know, they had stuff for guys. I got two Speedos and a thong.
That's right. What else do you need? That'll do you for the year.
I don't think he's kidding.
No, he's not kidding. He left his ones from last year on the wall at the end of the World Saloon in Bimini on New Year's Eve, right?
There you go. Now, you're right. It's hard to describe. It is like, boy... you gotta see it to believe it.
Yes. It is quite a display of talent when it comes to the bikini models and stuff there at the Surf Expo. But you know, we go there because it's work.
Surfboards there too. I didn't get that.
They did.
Section.
Actually, I picked up a couple products. One of them was this dry case that Neil you had picked up at the DEMA show and had told me about it. And you said, "Hey, check this out. I got my iPhone." And this little suction case thing, and those guys were exhibiting at the Surf Expo. I picked up one too. This is really cool. Waterproof
up
to 100 feet.
DEMA, and I picked up another one at Surf Expo as well for a friend of mine. They're very funky, and you can snorkel and free dive, listening to your music and taking pictures with your iPhone. It's really pretty cool.
I'm guessing you could text underwater with this thing if you get a signal.
Well, that would be
you?
Perfect. There's nothing more relaxing than scuba diving and texting.
Well, you got to update.
Well, what if your boat catches on fire?
No, you got to update your Facebook status. Right now, I'm underwater. and wouldn't you like to be me? This is really cool, but it's the dry case. These guys are out of North Carolina.
This is an excellent idea for you because I've seen you on small boats.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, good point.
How do we clean this phone?
No.
Just dunk the whole thing in the water.
Why not? Why not? But you know what's cool about it is that I've seen other products like this, but you know, you have to have a special case for the iPhone. If you have an Android device, but this thing, you know, it fits any type of smartphone.
Bag.
Yeah, but it sucks the air out
an
of it.
MP3 player. Yeah.
Yeah, you suck the air out of it and get an airtight thing going.
Yeah, it's got a little vacuum pump that sucked all of the air out, and it's kind of like vacuum seals.
Right.
There's really no way for water to get into it. I mean, I took it down like 60 feet. You can't do anything down there, but it stayed dry.
Yeah, well,
it's hard to get a signal.
I should keep that in my iPhone in the case when I'm at home with parties, because one phone went in the toilet, another went in the pool. So
yeah, right, exactly.
There's multiple purposes for it.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing it could be fun to play with while you're underwater. And they're making some underwater headphones for it that are coming out this year, too. So, I don't know. It's called the Dry Case. You can find it online.
I'm at the show. I bought it there.
Yeah. Oh, didn't you? You picked up a pair of the headphones already, huh?
Yeah, it's only for snorkeling, but yeah. They're waterproof to like 10 or 15 feet or something.
Well, there you go. You're snorkeling.
I'm not going to break my record with a pair of them.
Well, that's true. Yeah, and speaking of your record, we talked about this video of yours in Hour 1 that got pasted up on the Facebook page at Scuba Radio's, on Scuba Radio's fan page. But, Neil, let's talk about this. You were on To Tell the Truth. You've been on many, many TV shows over the years, but in 1978... you're on To Tell the Truth, and they had to guess who was the real Neil Watson. And this video footage, I mean, this was a live TV show, and you just happened to find this recently.
He fooled no one, by the way. The other two guys he was with, one of them was a pirate, and the other guy was, I don't know what that other guy was supposed to be, a surf shop owner from Sacramento. I don't know. But
hairdresser.
Yeah, the only one, he fooled no one. Everybody knew it was him.
Yeah. It was impressive.
I would have been disappointed had they not guessed me. You know, my ego.
Yeah. Well, the best part of it.
How could somebody believe anybody could be anybody but Neil Watson?
Oh, well, this is true.
The real Neil Watson.
That's right. That's right.
No, it was pretty fun. I mean, I was 38 years old when I taped that thing, and it was I had completely forgot about it. And, of course, I'm sitting in my favorite bar, the American Legion, smoking a cigar and having a beer and talking to somebody about the show. And he said, you know, you should Google that and see if you can track it down. So I found somebody that had a bunch of episodes in New York, not the episode I was on, but he got me all the information. And a company in England bought the entire series, over 3,000 shows. And it took me about 6 months, but they did me a DVD, like, right off of the master, and so it was a lot of fun. Now I'm inspired to get, you know, I've done Today Show and 2020 and all kinds of bunch of other stuff.
You know, maybe
so
it was flat.
I'm trying to track a lot of that stuff down, and now that, you know, this YouTube thing was like amazing. The thing, I've had like 200 people look at this thing.
This is the time to look for that Today Show thing, because they just had their 60th anniversary. So somebody's just gone through all the archives. I'm sure there's a stack of things that they wanted to use on the air, which they didn't, and Neil Watson's probably near the top of that stack.
At least. He has to be. But getting back to that video, though, Neil, I got to ask, didn't you tell me when we were having coffee yesterday that episode of To Tell the Truth was like the last one they ever aired or something?
That was the last show taped, and I was the last contestant on the last show taped after... what, 10 or 15 years? Well, over 3,000 episodes.
Well,
wow.
Pretty
bizarre.
Yeah, Joe Garagiola was the host.
I have effect on shows and businesses.
they've brought it back. There's been shows of To Tell the Truth tapes since 1978.
But this is the real show with Kitty Carlisle.
They had resurrected the show several times, but that was the last of the ones that they hadn't brought it back since that episode.
Yeah, it's funny because
they saw my episode and said, "Well, we don't want to do this again."
Well, you know what? When you watch it, I bet you they used this as research footage for Saturday Night Live's latest game show spoof. Because there's that Kitty Carlisle lady that's on there, and Kirsten Wiig does a character that's probably based on her.
Peggy Cass and
Peggy Cass. It's awesome. I mean, you got to see this. It's on the Scuba Radio Facebook page if you have trouble doing it. But just type in on YouTube, Neil Watson on To Tell the Truth, and you will laugh yourself silly. Because they're talking about, you were on there, it's like, they're talking about your deep air record of 437 feet. And
right.
And you're, it's funny, at the end of it, when they all pick you, they're like, you didn't fool anybody. I guess, I don't know, were you even trying to fool anybody? It's up to the other two guys to try to fool them, right, Neil?
Well, you know, I mean, the object is to fool them, but then again, you got to answer honestly as well. So
yeah, and so but it was interesting because they didn't buy it. They looked at Neil, said, "Yep, he looks like a deep air record diver." And then they said, "What about all these other people tried to break the record that died? Well, what was wrong with them?" He goes, "Well, I'm just a better diver." Doesn't even crack a smile. That's our Neil Watson right there.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
That's our sister ship, the Athena. Went down with 88 souls just last week.
I wonder how that happened.
Hey, come on, Sharky!
Hey, you want a piece of this?
You call yourself the king of the jungle? Come on!
The wetsuit's coming. The wetsuit's coming. The wetsuit's coming.
But I'm not a fighter. I wear a black wetsuit and look 10 pounds lighter. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready for the first diving show in the world.
Scuba Radio, the wetsuit's coming. 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 Scuba Radio.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of wetsuits being worn in Florida right now. I just got a report, 72 degrees water temp off the coast of Key Largo. That is freezing cold to a warm water wuss like me. Now, you folks up north, Chicago divers, they're going like, what are you, that's shorty weather. And so that's borderline dry suit for us warm water wusses in Florida. And I would imagine that applies to some of my friends in Fiji. Now we have Jack from Coral Sun Resort on Scuba Radio right now. Jack, are you with me? Are you warm water wuss in that regard, too?
I am. Bula, bula.
Bula, yes. Yeah, you don't have to worry about that in Fiji. I don't think the water ever gets that cool where you even have to...
It's a warm time of year. Right now, the warmest
stillest water, you know, the trade winds kind of drop off in January and February. Those are the two warmest months, but the divers love it.
Yes.
So it works for us. We have lots of specials on that kind of off-season because it's the off-season for, because it's warm, but it's also the way-on season for diving.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, and it's, so it's just the opposite of what we got in Florida right now. We're in wintertime. Here in the States, and in Fiji,
yep,
it's summer, which is a good time. So this is a great time as a diver to go to Fiji, coralsunresort.com. Check out the website, and you will be pleasantly surprised by what you see, because unlike a lot of so-called dive resorts that you might be accustomed to and some other places in the world, Coral Sun doesn't really fit that mold. You hear what I'm saying, Jack?
I was there once.
You were. You've been there a couple times. Jack's background is architecture.
3 months.
Yeah. You just spent the last 3 months there in Fiji. And were you staying at your little condo there at the top of the hill at Coral Sun or what, Jack?
Yeah, we actually decided we'd change it and make it a 5-bedroom, 4-bath house up in the peak so we could get some more family business because people like to come and come as a family. And so it used to be a 3-bedroom and now it's 5. So we'll see. Seems to be a improvement.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, Coral Sun Resort's probably one of the most spectacular places I have ever been to on this planet. And the design of the cottages or the rooms or whatever you want to call them, burrays, I don't even know what is the proper term for what you call that thing on the top of the hill. Just, what is it? What would
you... That'd be a villa, but that's
a
unusual one. It's 7,000 feet of round peak house built on a peak of a mountain in the rainforest.
Yeah, you look off the balcony, you look like you're in a scene from Jurassic Park. You got these giant fruit bats flying around. You can see for miles. It is just unbelievable scenery. And it's where they shot the grand finale of The Bachelorette, or at least portions of it last year.
Yeah, it is.
And one of my favorites.
It was a scene of having some cocktails with you and the Mermaid Girl.
That's right, the Mermaid Girl, Mermaid Tony. Yeah, we reminisce on that little adventure in Coral Sun.
Yeah.
As well as the Scuba Cowboy was there, too. But I'm sure you forgot about him, as I would, too.
Scuba Cowboy is a fellow Colorado one.
That's right. How could you skip him? But, yeah, we had such an amazing time last year at Coral Sun Resort in Fiji. The only problem with our visit was it was too short. So I've already talked to Jack about going back there sometime in 2012. We'll see if we can make that happen, maybe sometime in May, June, around the Dive Fiesta event that they have. But you just spent 3 months there, and I know you just had a big group or something over there at Coral Sun. Was that the case, Jack, or what?
Yeah, we just had Jenny and Frank. They're the folks that own Any Water Sports in San Jose, and they do an awful lot of dive trip business in California. And they came over with 38, and we just, we did Namena and Selma Straits, the Great White Wall, which is just unbelievable, all white coral on a 1,000-foot cliff as far as you can see away. And it was great. They had a great time, and coming back next year. And so we've had quite a few dive groups, some Russians from Moscow University, all of the staff and graduate students, they're all divers, and some people from Ohio called Underwater or Under Pressure. That's what their dive group is called, Under Pressure. It's a stop in Ohio. Those folks just came through. So some Brazilians from Sao Paulo, two groups.
Word is getting out to some of these dive groups around the world that Coral Sun has some not only spectacular accommodations, but some world-class diving to boot, right? It's getting out there a little bit.
Coral. The Coral Sea, basically, if it's Coral Sun or one of the other resorts on the sea, we all dive many of the same places. And in the Fiji's only marine park, and it's really the best diving in the entire South Pacific, which is saying something, but it's called the Mena. It's about a 45-minute, 28-knot haul for us each way. But it's well worth it, and the people love it. And we do 3 dives when we go out there just because of the distance. And the last one is some shallow bommies that are just the most more fish than you've ever seen anywhere they become a nuisance to so many of them to even see the coral and all. It's just incredible.
Well, that's a good problem to have if you're going to have any complaints as a diver. Oh, there's too many
fish. Did you get to dive in the Mena when you were there?
Yes, we did get an afternoon of diving after we left the resort. Luckily, it was a unique situation, but the reality was it was jammed into like 2 days of diving. We literally just got 2 days of diving off the coast there at Coral Sun, Sabu Sabu, and or wait, no, is that right, Sabu Sabu?
Yeah.
That's the island, Sabu Sabu, and
No.
What is it?
The island is Vanuatu, and the little town, which makes our area such a desirable spot, the little town of Sabu Sabu, which is right there in the bay, is the yachting capital of Fiji.
Right.
All the yachties are there.
Yes.
And there's a little yacht club, and that's one of our little favorite parts about that little portion of Fiji where we are, is that it's the yachting capital, and the little town is a little destination in itself. So.
Yeah, it's a great place to just walk around, spend some time, in between your diving to kill some surface interval time. You know, in between, like, maybe a spa treatment and, just touring the grounds there at Coral Sun Resort. CoralSunResort.com is the website. Go there, check it out. They've just had some of their rooms refurbished, so they're in top-notch shape right now. Now, as you heard, it's summertime in Fiji. Get over there, do some diving. It's prime time, and you will not regret it. I'll be there, hopefully, in May at the latest. We're going to make this happen. All right, thanks, Jack. More coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Boom boom ba da da. Boom boom ba da da. Boom boom ba da da.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio today. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I was at the Surf Expo yesterday, and that's a trade-only event for people, in the water sports, skates, skateboarding, surfboards. There is some dive stuff. It's kind of minor, a little dive stuff. So I went there. It's in Orlando in our backyard, and I got to stay up to date on the latest swimwear. And stay fashionable, that kind of thing. So I did my research, but I ran into a guy at Cressy Sub who reps the brand Cressy. Real nice guy, Tom. Little shout out to Tom. He sent me an email. Nice meeting you at the Surf Expo. We're going to see if we can connect with you guys at Scuba Radio here in 2012. But he mentioned something about something he's been trying to get going, and we'll see if we can't help him out with this. But for some reason, he's picked the third Saturday of April and dubbed it as Intro a Friend to Scuba Day. So evidently the third Saturday in April is known as Intro a Friend to Scuba Day. So we'll see if we can't help him out with this and get behind this effort. It never hurts. I don't know why they picked that particular day. Maybe it's just kind of like that's, spring break time or, this time when it kind of warms up in the States and Florida and stuff. We'll see. Also at the Surf Expo was an old friend of the show, Manny Puig. Yes, the Tarzan of diving, alligators, great whites, hammerheads, God knows what else. He was there signing autographs, and I said hi to Manny. He is on Scuba Radio right now. Manny, how are you, my friend? Hello, Manny, are you there?
Okay,
there he is. There he is.
Good, I'm here.
Are you still signing autographs here at the Surf Expo today, Manny?
No, I left. I'm on the road right now.
Okay, you're on the road back down to South Florida to go hanging with your alligator friends. I mean, Manny, for those of you who don't know, he is like the Tarzan of... He's a real-life Tarzan, Manny. It's crazy, some of the stuff you do. I mean, it's kind of like you have this Zen kind of connection with animals. If you don't mind holding the line, you're just cruising down 95 down to South Florida anyway, right? You don't got nothing else to do than talk to us, right, Manny?
No, I'm cruising down the road. If you want to talk right now, we can.
All right, hold on. We will. Let's take a quick break, and we'll get back with Manny on the other side. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba, scuba, scooby dooby dooba. Here we go, scuba. Come on.
Okay, I want to say, when I am in the States, I listen to Scuba Radio. The first radio devoted to diving.
Yes, thank you, Andre. All right, so Manny Puig, just Google Manny Puig online. You will find all kinds of videos of Manny. He has tamed alligators. He's rode on the dorsal fin of great hammerhead sharks. The guy's done just crazy stuff, but he's doing something extremely dangerous right now, and that's driving on an interstate in Florida. Manny, you okay? I want to make sure you're safe, first of all, right?
I'm safe. All right, I got Sherry Day driving over here.
Oh, okay, all right, you got Sherry driving. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Sherry Day, spearfishing champion over here.
Yes. Yeah, she's not a very good driver, so you're in dangerous hands right now, but at least you got something to talk about. And you're used to living life on the edge there, Manny, right? Come on.
I do stuff on the edge. A lot of times I just do nothing and relax.
Yeah, you're just chilling in between filming TV shows.
A lot of time doing nothing.
Yeah, well.
When I go out into the wilderness, I do my thing out there.
Yeah, now you have a show on Outdoor Channel right now called Savage Wild. Is that what it was? Savage Wild? Did I get the name right?
Correct.
So it's on the Outdoor Channel.
You got the name right.
All right, good. So, and you just go around interacting with God knows what kind of snakes and alligators and all kinds of critters in the wild and just kind of do this whole Tarzan type thing, Zen thing with them, right?
Yeah, I just go out and find whatever is there. We work anything from bears to venomous snakes, alligators, sharks, a little bit of boar hunting with spears also. We do that. I had quite a few incidents. I got gored by a boar on one show, and I got bit by a diamondback rattler on another show and lost a finger on it.
Wow. So
I've had a few close calls. We did some good shows also in California with Maker Sharks and Blues.
I was going to say, after getting gored by a boar and bit by a rattlesnake, I mean, you know, back in the day, most of your stuff was... free diving with groupers and the great hammerheads and that kind of stuff. Did that make you think maybe you ought to go back to sea critters? Yeah, makos, right. That's what you're talking
about. I still do. I dive with alligators, I dive with makos, blue sharks, you know, those sharks. I do a little bit of hand fishing.
A little hand fishing,
and,
which is,
you know,
now when you say hand fishing, that means using your hand as the bait? Or what does that mean exactly?
You use your hands to catch a fish. Instead of using a hook or a spear or anything, you get a hold of the fish with your hands and you catch it.
Yeah, because otherwise...
like you would pick up a frog or off the bottom or something, you know?
Yeah, otherwise it's cheating. If you use like a fishing pole or spear, that's cheating in your world, isn't it, Manny? Come on, let's be real.
No, that ain't cheating. I mean, I use pole spears also, too, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes whatever is there, but... I like the simple way of hand fishing. But, you know, I mean, if you use a fishing pole, it's good. You know, everybody should fish the way they want to fish, you know?
Okay, you just prefer to mix it up a little bit. That's fair enough. Now, how are you doing on your...
I like to mix it up and I like to do...
Yeah, how are you doing on your free diving skills these days? I mean, I know back in the day you were, like, diving down to God knows how many feet for, you know, 5 minutes or more. Are you still doing that kind of stuff, too, or what?
I haven't timed myself how long I'm underwater, and normally I don't dive I just dive as deep as I need to go to the fish, since I do a lot of the diving in swamps and rivers. I haven't been diving very deep at all, you know. I do a lot of freshwater diving, and it's mostly shallow, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of swamps and all that stuff. I mean, I'm sure I can still go down if I have to, but, you know, I'm not trying to get any deeper or having, you know, anything like that, you know.
It's very mission-based for you. It's like you go where the fish is, and if I got to hold my breath 5 minutes, I'll do what I got to do to get there, I guess. That's just how you look at it, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm diving with fish and daytime, nighttime, and I'm just out there exploring, looking for adventure, you know. And if I'm in the woods, I'll look for rattlesnakes and water moccasins, wild hogs, you know, encountering bears, you know, anything that's interesting and cool out there, you know, whatever. I'm more aquatic, but, you know, there's interesting things on land also.
Yeah.
I prefer, like, swamplands, you know, where you got water and land mixed.
All right. Well, let me ask you something, Manny. What's more dangerous, hanging out with, like, the bears, these grizzly bears or the boars and... Or the Mako sharks, or being the wildlife consultant for the Jackass crew? what's more
definitely
crazy?
The most dangerous thing is working with a Jackass crew.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yes, you're like their wildlife. You know, I don't know. What do you call that? Wildlife consultant?
They're, you know, and the wild boys and Jackass. Yeah, they're just looking for something they can, you know, hurt themselves with or do something really stupid.
Right. And you just show them which
dangerous or eat something very gross and unplayable, you know?
Yeah, and you're just there to pretty much tell them, okay.
They're just saying they're not right in their mind. Some of the stuff they do are considered way beyond the line of danger, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty nutty stuff. But, you know, got to watch it kind of like a car wreck sometimes. It's amusing entertainment.
It's like they're going to wreck on purpose. You know, that's their mentality, you know?
Right, exactly. No worries. Well, Manny, hey, it's been fun.
If they come with an animal, they want to get bit, you know? So.
That's right. Yeah, no doubt. It makes for great movies and some TV as well. Savage World is the name of the TV show on the Outdoor Channel. Check out Manny Puig
Savage
on there.
Savage Wild.
Ah, I screwed it up. Savage Wild. There you go. Manny, thank you so much, man. Enjoy your trip back to South Florida. We'll catch up with you again real soon, okay, my friend?
Okay. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. There you go. Manny Puig. It's always fun to catch up with Manny. Old friend.
I've got your back covered. I've been posting all of the people we've been talking to today on the Scuba Radio Facebook page. So if you're
good.
A fan of Scuba Radio on Facebook, there's already a link right to Savage Wild.
Excellent. There you go. And I have not seen the show yet, but I can bet it's quite entertaining, knowing Manny and knowing some of the past adventures he's done. And what was great was like, how you doing? Well, I'm taking it a little slow, and he holds up his hand, and he's missing a finger. I'm like, whoa! But I bet that made for great TV. I have no doubt about it.
Sure.
Great guy, too. Great guy. All right, let's move on to, just diving. More straightforward diving. But, well, I don't know, I don't know how you're supposed to work that into Key West. But Mike Ainge is on Scuba Radio right now. Mike, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm great. So, a new dive center you've opened up down there in Key West, Seduction Dive Center, is now open in Key West, correct?
That's correct. Go ahead.
Yeah, what is, what's different about... I know your background is in technical diving, and you're planning to do a lot of stuff in that regard and bring that to that area of the world. Is that true or what?
Yeah, well, Greg, technical diving was really born in Key West, and it's a great technical diving location. And for the last 15 years or so, they've moved away from technical diving. There's no place down there doing it, so... we're going to continue supporting recreational divers and running recreational charters, but we're also going to have full-service technical stuff going on a regular basis.
All right, cool. So it's a full-service dive center plus technical is what you're doing down there, or bringing tech back to Key West.
Bringing tech and spearfishing back to Key West. That's one of our primary goals, tech and spearfishing, because those two things are hard to do down there now.
Yeah, why is that? Why has it been difficult?
I don't know, the operators, it's a little more headache, it's a little more hassle, I guess, for the operators. They don't want to do it, for whatever reason. So, we're going to have premix trimix on site, we're going to have premix nitrox on site, and then we'll do custom fills as well. We're going to have technical instructors on staff. We're getting our crews trained up to speed to be able to do the technical divers now. And, there's just a lot of extra stuff that you have to do to really support tech, and I guess the local operators haven't been interested in that business, so we're going to fill the void.
Yeah, and you've been really working that the last few years, this diver-survivor program you offered, like a crash course on technical diving where you can come down and spend a week or two. Are you going to do that down in Key West possibly, or what?
We may. We ran that program for a number of years in the early 2000s, and it was a huge success for us. And I was actually talking with Joe Odom last night, a good friend of mine and one of our instructors, about doing some programs down there. And we'll also be doing a lot of instruction for technical instructors down there. The other thing that I do is I'm the training director for SSI's technical division globally, and so I'm hoping to bring a lot of our instructor candidates down to Key West to dive the Wilkes Bar and the other great wrecks we have down here.
Very good. Now, what's the website if people want information on your new store down there in Key West here, Mike?
Seduction.com/Key West.
There you go. Seduction.com/Key West. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
This is the World Crush Radio Show devoted to diving. Greg the Guy Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio. All right, so finishing up on the Surf Expo. Besides the tremendous amount of talent that was on display, and, the girl's got to make a buck. She's got to make a buck somehow. Might as well make it, parading the aisles of a trade event for bikini outfits. And let guys, pick which bikinis they think look best and buy them for their local stores and stuff like that. There are other products on display at the Surf Expo. A lot of knickknacks, things you find in souvenir shops throughout the Caribbean and the Pacific, and little gift shop things, knickknacks, that kind of stuff. You'll see a lot of that stuff. You also see a few dive products. National Geographic was there. They have a line of snorkel gear that my buddy Nestor and Mike Hanna that I know from the dive industry. They were there marketing their wares there at the Surf Expo. And this is a cool little product that I came across. I've seen this for a few years now. And, you know, as a dive instructor, I hate to admit this, but I really don't like wearing a snorkel. A lot of divers don't, after they get to a certain level, don't like having a snorkel on their head. Now, when you're learning to dive, you always have to have a snorkel. You should. I don't recommend doing this, but once you get to a certain level, if you're comfortable enough with your skills and you don't need a snorkel that often, a lot of times the divers will stick a snorkel into their pocket, have one on their body, but it won't necessarily be stuck to their mask. And some okay. that are really lazy won't bring a snorkel. Now, I always have a snorkel with me, but I do have one that folds up and I stick it in my BC pocket, but it's still kind of bulky. Well, they have this silicone snorkel, and I've seen this from a couple of the manufacturers, and National Geographic had a branded one there on display at the Surf Expo that I picked up, and it rolls up into a nice tight little ball that you can attach to your BC and tuck it away into a BC pocket or whatever, and then you always have your snorkel, but it's not, you know, you're more trim and streamlined. It rolls up into, I don't know, how big?
You'd say that's about the size of a donut.
One, two, yeah, about the size of a donut.
A size that everyone can really understand.
Yes, yeah. Size of a donut. You're right. That's a good example. And you tuck it in your BC pocket. A nice little thing to have handy, small, compact, and functional as well, which is all.
Hey, you can't have that! That snorkel's been just like a snorkel to me!
Yeah, well if you say so. But yeah, I'm sorry, I took it. I bought it. But you can get these things online. I don't even know what the technical term would be this. Be for this, but this is the National Geographic snorkeler. It's 100% silicone. It's called the Nautilus. I'm looking right here. Maybe if you just do Google that, you can find it. Also, now this is an interesting little product, Bill.
Uh-oh.
This is called Sand Gone. Now this is a little sample vial of this stuff.
Wow, it's a bottle of water that you use to rinse off your feet when this you get off the beach.
No,
fantastic. Well, that is the best product ever.
That's
interesting. What'd you pay, $19?
That's interesting you say that. When you get off the beach, what's one of the worst things that happens to you if you have to get in your car?
Oh, well, honestly,
you
it's
have sand.
The seagulls.
No, yeah. Right. In your case, yeah.
The seagulls and the women pointing and laughing.
Okay.
What can we do about that?
Nothing. but this, you have sand on your feet.
Yes.
You got sand on your body because you're wet. From coming up dive, you got sand on your BC and all that stuff. It doesn't really do anything for your BC, but if you have sand on your feet and you yes. don't have a shower or something handy, you actually take this powder-like substance. It has a little applicator on it, and you rub it on your skin, and it takes the sand off, takes wet sand off. They said it's kind of like taking a dry bath.
And keeps it off? Or
yeah, it wow. takes the sand off.
It repels sand for 48 hours. It's wow. like a
no,
sand deodorant.
No, it's a dry bath. If you don't have water, you can take this
what are
stuff.
We? Are we 14-year-old boys for coming up with a way to keep from bathing?
I'm trying to give you any way possible to stay cleaner. Having a room separate us with glass evidently isn't doing the trick. But maybe with sand gone, this is a product. And then, but they describe it as like a dry bath. And I was like, hey, divers, this might come in handy. Throw a little thing of this in your dive gear. And then when you're coming up after a beach dive, obviously, where sand is a big issue for yourself, and you got to get back in your car, or you got to
into your wife's car, which I think is a bigger issue.
Yeah,
because getting into my car, sand is fine.
Well, no, here's the thing, though: you get into a shower, then you get wet, and then you got to walk out of the shower, get in your car, you're all wet again. You've picked up all kinds of other crap and stuff on your feet.
You will come up with any reason not to shower.
No, I'm just saying, I got this sand gone. I don't have to.
do not use
I
it.
I can
at bedtime.
Shower without water. So those are two new products, and then that. That suction iPhone thing.
Right.
The dry case was really cool.
So what you're claiming, mm-hmm. this is what you claimed when you got home to Mrs. the Dive Master.
Right.
Oh, look, honey, at all the cool things I saw today at the Surf Expo.
All right. Well, there was one more. So I had another excuse.
Uh-oh.
All right. So the Bimini Ring game, right?
My favorite.
I talked about this actually just recently on the show. They had a thing called the Tiki, oh man.
Mount
they got
Wanahakalu.
A 3D app of it, the Tiki Toss. Tiki Toss 3D is an app you can put on your iPhone, and it's like the Bimini Ring game, all right? But it's an app, and you know, you take the ring. And
You come with anything that you can do to waste your time so you don't have time to take a shower.
Well, I'm going to put a Bimini Ring game in one of our new studios, if not both of them. They have a little surfboard plaque made out of bamboo as the backdrop, because it beats the crap out of your wall if you don't have that up there. Stick it up there on the wall. Have your Bimini Ring game. If you don't have the hardware, you can just use the app on your iPhone.
Much more fun than Caribbean Cornhole.
Yeah, maybe. Wow. Or at least equally as entertaining. Tiki Toss 3D. Just do a search on your iPhone in iTunes here and be able to find that app. All right, that'll do it for this week of the big show. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm going to dive with humpback whales at the end of January.
Screw
we'll talk
you.
More about that next week. Till then, remember, it was a whale. Better down where it's wetter.
Unless you get sand on your feet.
Well, I got this stuff. Just rub this, a dry bath. That'll clear that sand right off.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.